You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 289 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Hope everyone had a happy 4th of July, safe 4th of July. Hope you traveled safely, shot some fireworks, had a blast. There were some fireworks on the golf course this weekend. We're here to talk about it. So it's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to rock and roll. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today. Use your coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your initial deposit. It's basically free money. So get on there, drop it in your little account, and watch the bonus hit and go have some fun. All kind of lines, baseball, basketball. You probably could have bet some USFL football that just ended this past weekend. You got golf every weekend. Tons of fun and online casino. Have a blast. Bet online.
Yes.
Where the game starts. So BDR, Ricky Fowler, finally broke through and won this past weekend. And I don't know, other than maybe Tiger Woods, that there could be someone that is so universally – that was so universally rooted for in the U.S. Open, in this tournament. Anytime he's had a chance, he's played great all year. But it's kind of amazing that he's so universally like rooted for and pulled for, not only in with fans but with pros on the tour and celebrities and everything. What is it about Ricky? What is it that just makes?
He's just a good dude, man.
But there's lots of good dudes. Like they're like the tour's full of good dudes. Zach Johnson, great guy. Don't care if he wins or not. Will not root for him. Never have. Wyndham Clark, great guy. Great story. Lost his mom. Sad. Everything.
Didn't care if he won last week or not, did you?
Did not care whatsoever.
He's got the original golf boys. He and Bubba and Ben Crane, and Hunter Mahan, which everybody has fallen off the face of the earth, but Ricky in that. I mean, I guess Bubba, he went to live, but he's still not as popular as he probably once was. Then he was the part of the spring break crew with JT and Spieth and Smiley. They went down there and they did that a few years in a row before they all decided to get married and start having kids and stuff. So, I mean, he's just always been kind of out there in the open. I mean, his story's really cool. When he came, he came from, a California kid that rode dirt bikes and played golf. Like, that just doesn't match. Nobody else does that. I mean, Ian Poulter is a Ferrari collector. He doesn't ride dirt bikes and like compete in it. And then he's like the All-American kid because he marries that hot chick that was the pole vaulter. Went viral, so everybody's – and, he was the guy that in the Ryder Cup didn't have anybody that first year, so he did the pose in the middle while everybody was kissing their wives because he didn't even have a girlfriend at the time. I mean, he's just been the guy that, everybody's – he seems so cool to hang out with. And so I think that when that happens, people are also like, be cool if he actually won some too. I mean, I know he's got a players under his belt. He's got Ryder Cup wins and stuff like that under his President's Cup wins. He doesn't have a major, but I mean, he's just a guy that anytime he's on the golf course, you just wanted to see him do well. You can't root against him.
I mean, I agree. I just still nothing you said. I feel like you could tell that story for a lot of different dudes. It's something about him. I really can't put my finger on it. Cause I think JT fits a lot of the description that you just laid out, but I don't know that celebrities are going to tweet at JT when he wins a major or all these dudes, these people that have nothing to do with golf. I don't know. It's crazy. I think it's great because there's really not that guy, that Tiger guy out there right now. And I mean, I'm not saying Ricky is like Tiger or equivalent to Tiger, but the way he sort of gets everybody on his side rooting for him is pretty amazing.
He's going to be in it at the end of the year for the pit money. I mean, he's getting pit money.
Sure.
He's got to. He'll finish in the top 10. And I'm not so sure. I don't know what that money breakdown was the last year with Pittman. He may have gotten some last year for all I know. He may have been in that top 10 as far as popularity goes. But now, especially with him winning, you can guarantee, and not just winning, but I mean, he was there in the U.S. Open. He's been there a couple of other tournaments. He's been in that. He's had a couple of top 10 finishes, a couple of top 20 finishes. So with him being right there, I mean, Pitt money's going to be there. The popularity continues to increase. You know, now it's Ricky's back. I don't know that he ever was like there. Like I said, he'd have a random win every now and then, but he's not a guy that he's never the guy going into a major. You're like, oh, Ricky Fowler's a favorite. Like he's a favorite. Like that's never happened.
And plus, now after the swing change, maybe he can start to be, you know, maybe start to be, I mean, he's had 8 top tens this year already. I mean, that's a really good season. And then you got this win, the really good finish in the U.S. Open where he just kind of faltered on Sunday. I wonder if he hadn't have had that stretch where he almost lost his tour card, lost a lot of exemptions, where he had basically had to get in a lot of events on sponsors exemptions. I wonder if that had not happened, and it was just like the same old Ricky, like forever, like would he garner as much attention as he went, kind of went, he's like on the rise, like he's back kind of thing. I wonder if that kind of plays into it too, but it's crazy. It's like, it's the
he's back thing that has ramped up. People have always loved him. I mean, he's always been the guy that would stay inside autographs like Spieth does. I mean, they'll stay till 9 o'clock at night signing kids' autographs and that kind of thing. So he's always been that guy, which people love. But yeah, I think that does play into what you said. I mean, the fact that he's having to beg for sponsor exemptions and he's having to try to he's doing Monday qualifiers. I mean, you know, at one point in time, he was either doing Monday qualify, he was doing, you know, last year he was doing U.S. Open qualifiers and everything else. So, yeah, I think the fact that they've seen him, that America or the world has seen him struggle and now come back and it's come to fruition and, you know, it's the Travelers, but still the field was okay. It wasn't, you know,
good.
A dominant field, but it was a good field.
It's a good
field. So, you know, congrats to him. I think it's awesome. I think it was awesome. I think the whole U.S. Open thing was awesome. I really kind of sucked that he didn't come through and win in that. But, you know, like you said, Wyndham Clark's a good guy. Got a great story, but been a better golf story if Ricky wins the U.S. Open.
Exactly. If he stays playing like this, though, I mean, I think he's won. Has he not won the – did he win the Irish Open once?
He's won the Irish Force. He's going to play in that.
He's played well there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this – he's in the talk now. Like every major, he's got to be in the talk. I mean, he is playing some damn good golf right now, and that's a lot of fun. We're going to talk about one of the reasons supposedly he's playing such good golf, at least putting. But before we do that, just take a look at this absolute heat coming from the side of Ben Skreen with the hat. And the shirt combo got unbuttoned almost all the way. The beautiful print, the bad birdie polo, and the bad birdie hat he's got going on. I wore mine today on the course as well. I was just so sweated down. I had to change.
I had to grill. I told Kyle. Kyle was like, "You haven't even changed." I was like, "No, man. I had to grill, and I smell like meat and smoke and sweat and." As soon as we get done, I'm headed to shower.
There you go. check them out. Bad Birdie Golf. Use coupon code DAD15. Take 15% off your order. Guys, they're dropping new polos like almost daily. They got 5 or 6 new ones out already. They look great. They're sending Ben and I one of their new ones. Should be here probably as you're listening to this. We may be opening up. But we'll see. Love those guys, and y'all have been ordering like crazy. So keep it going. Let's buy every shirt on the site. How about that? Let's get the whole closet. Man. Every single one of them look good, and they all feel great as well. So, Bad Birdie Golf, check them out. All right. So there's been a ton of talk about this putter. Okay, that Ricky has been using.
Yeah.
It's won like the last 3 tournaments. So. I think the
U.S. not just won the last three tournaments. The guy that we're talking about, Wyndham Clark, he literally contacted Odyssey and said, "I want the exact specs that Ricky has." Now, they said that probably 50,000 times during the broadcast, so you definitely know that, but that's just something as a golfer, you know that doesn't happen very often. Most people don't get specced out for somebody else's clubs.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like height has a lot to do with it, arm length.
Yeah, he's like a foot taller than Ricky.
He's like, "I just literally want whatever you built for Ricky, just make me the same thing." Not like, "I want the same putter. I want you to do everything, lie yes. angle, bend it, twist it, whatever you got to do. I want it to be grip the same, exact same putter." And there's been a lot of talk about it. It's like I said, I think it's one, the person that's used has won like the last three tournaments or three out of the last four, something crazy. Yeah, everybody can't stop talking about it. And I think the thing is absolutely hideous. I think it's the most ugly putter I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I guess it works, but I can't. You look down at it and it just is so visually unappealing with the black, white. It's a nice little, like, just a Odyssey, like, mallet head, like their traditional Odyssey mallet head. Then they did racing stripes on it. It's
not racing stripes. The name of the thing is called Jailbreak. It's prison reference, so that's why the stripes are on there.
Like jail rape. It's awful. It's awful. It's so ugly. Do not buy that butter. I'm just kidding. If you want to buy it, that's great. Odyssey.
Kyle was like, "They need to paint it like all white or all black or something. It looks so much better." I'm like, "Well, then it's not the jailbreak. It's got prison stripes on it. That's why it looks like that."
So dumb. So
it's got a weird insert. It's like a silver insert. It's not your typical white, like that white hot face or whatever. It got released this past Wednesday.
They can't make enough of them right now, probably.
I got a buddy, you're gonna appreciate this. I saw it on social media a while ago when I was scrolling through on Instagram. He said, "I couldn't stand it. I ordered one." This guy's an awful golfer. It's not gonna change. Like, I don't know why he ordered one so he can basically talk about it. And he's one of those that will talk on the golf course.
Jailbird.
Yeah, jailbird. Yeah.
Not the jailbreak. Well, that kind of ruins our whole joke. God, this thing's so ugly.
I love it.
Sold out. Limited one per customer. Excluded from discounts and promotions. You can't even get it right now, guys. It's sold out. The jailbird.
They can't make them fast enough. Odyssey released like a statement, said the orders are just too hot. Like, they can't make it fast enough.
It looks like a gimmick. It legitimately looks like a gimmick.
I guarantee you, winning three tournaments, the PGA is finding some way to test them to make sure it's legal.
I mean, there's got to be something to it. I mean, I just don't think I could look down at it, and feel good about it.
Well, you won't ever get the chance because I doubt we'll ever see any in stock. This will be one of those that you get to grab like off the eBay like 4 years later after people are tired of using it or realize they can't put as well. You know, that's another thing. You know, everybody wants to play what the pros play, and it's like, man, you need to find something that fits your game. Because, I mean, clearly, Ricky went through – he was a blade guy for so many years, and then he went to, like, the mallet, and then he went to this. And so – and if I'm not mistaken, I think he went to this because it was his caddy that was using it, and he was like, "Let me use that," and he never gave it back to him.
There's, like, you can get on eBay, and there's some that are, like – for sale for like $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
Sure, people are buying them and reselling them. Like one of them, this person clearly hasn't even got it. He says it says new confirmed order. Like they don't even have the putter yet.
Yeah. I paid $250 for it. I'm going to charge you $1,500 for it.
$850. And I guarantee you it didn't cost that much. But hey, capitalism. Love it. We celebrated. Hey, we celebrated that yesterday.
Freedom, yes, we did.
Capitalism and jailbird putters. Oh my gosh! I mean, I admittedly get like caught up in like the way a putter looks, probably too much over how it puts and feels. But I mean, I don't know. I just can't. I couldn't do it.
You don't know. You hadn't stood over one yet. You may get over it and maybe like, this is awesome.
I'm looking at the down the line picture, like bird's eye view of this thing. And it's just
a bird's eye view.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Top line picture, whatever you want to call it. It's bad. It's bad.
All right. Now I got to type it in now. I got to look at it.
Look at it. It's got a cool head cover. The head cover is pretty sweet. It's got like a bird behind bars, hence jailbird. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, the head cover is awesome. All right, putters.
This is terrible.
It's fine. It's not even on the front page of the website.
I got it. I'm on the actual product page from Odyssey's website. Well, of course it's not because it's not available. Like they don't even have it. It's not available. You can't even sign up to be like notified for when it comes back. It's just says not available. So that, all hey, right. Winning three times on tour will do that. That's pretty good marketing. You know, if you could somehow pull that off where you design a putter and it goes out and it wins. Hey, that's good marketing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is they're only, it's only $242.
Oh yeah. Jack it up. Get one. If you're lucky enough to win the jailbird lottery, get one and jack it up.
This is not the one. Oh man, there's going to be some people that buy this and get so upset. Golf Galaxy, you're bad. You should be ashamed of yourself. It is called the 2022 White Hot OG7 Bird. And it looks like it, but it's all silver.
Okay, well, that's not the jailbird.
Nope.
Jailbird said.
When I typed in jailbird, that's what it gave me the choice to look at was that one. And I was like, mm-hmm. Yep.
They're going to get you. They're going to get you if you're not careful.
Yep. And they even got it marked down for you. Yeah, man, I'm kind of with you. I got to be honest, Kyle. I'm kind of changing my mind. I'm looking down the line at it now.
It's awful.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
And Ricky, if you've seen the setup, Wyndham Clark and Keegan Bradley, they sit it flat on the surface. Ricky tilts it a little. He sits it on its heel and keeps the toe off the ground a little bit. So I don't know if that's got to do because he's much shorter than Keegan and Wyndham Clark, and maybe that's why it is. Maybe he likes – he's not standing over the ball. It's almost like it's out in front of – and I don't know if that's paid dividends.
Also, in the story that, like, Ricky got it from his caddy.
Yes.
His putter.
He stole it from his caddy. His caddy had it. Like,
what about his jailbird that everybody loved?
What
am I missing?
and he's like, he said he just grabbed it in practice one day and started putting with it. He's like, I'm keeping this. Well, I mean, what's your caddy going to do?
No.
Like, well, I mean, he's, yeah, I mean, that's your boss who just bullied you and just took your lunch money.
Yeah, you just got to do it. You just got to let him have it. Let him have it.
Hey,
and then he started
After that win and after that top 10 finish in the U.S. Open, that caddy doesn't care anymore. He's just wanting to pick up the bag and make that money. That's all
he can go buy five jailbirds.
Man. Yes, he's got the secondary market. He's got money that's going to come to him. He's got FedEx Cup money that's going to come to him. That caddy will be just fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to talk a little bit of Ryder Cup when we come back right after this. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit of Ryder Cup now. We kind of do this periodically throughout the year when it's Ryder Cup year. So looking at the standings, I would have thought this would have really solidified Ricky being like – I thought it would have jumped him up being a lock almost. But
yeah,
it's not. It's only moved him up to number 12, which is kind of crazy. So that he's like at the tail end of the captain's pick range.
Mm-hmm.
You got in the locks right now. So far, you got Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brooks Koepka, Xander, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa. I'll be honest, that does not really inspire me a ton. That top six, even though, you know,
the Wyndham Clark thing does not inspire me at all. Listen,
Max Homa's not playing great either.
Congratulations to Wyndham on your win of the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
he's gonna be a lock to be in the Ryder Cup. He's not the guy I wanted out there on Sunday and singles play going head-to-head against somebody.
Ease him into the President's Cup first, and then you know, let's go, then let's go try the Ryder Cup, not just jump right into the Ryder Cup. But regardless, that's who it is. And then you got, let's see, and then 7 through 12, which is traditionally, and most of your captain's picks are going to be there. Keegan, Jordan, Colin Morikawa, Cam Young, Sam Burns, and Ricky Fowler. JT's playing terrible. He's dropped out all the way down to 13.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really,
I mean, how tough. Is Zalatoris up at 16 and he's just started playing again? Wow.
Yeah, did he not? He played pretty good early though, didn't he? Before he got hurt.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
Whenever they started counting points. But yeah, regardless, so with that being said, Ben, so you got your six locks. I read the 7 through 12s. Where, if any, do you put live guys? Where do you put your live guys, if any? And who would it be? And where would you put them?
Well, my live guys right now is the only ones I'm taking. Well, Taylor Gooch is playing well. I mean, he's got 3 wins on live. He did okay in the Masters. I don't think he did very well in the U.S. Open. Kepka has got a major this year, so you got to look at him. And then, Kyle, I've said it before. I know he's not playing his best golf because he's even fifth on live. And that's DJ, but Dustin Johnson is undefeated in Ryder Cup play. So how do you leave a guy like that off that's never lost in Ryder Cup play?
Never, ever, or just last
year? He's tied. Just last year. He was 5-0 last year, last time? So
he's 6-5, and let's see. He is overall – Justin's 6-5-0, but last
Ryder Cup he was 5-0, so he basically was, it looks like, 1-5-0 in previous years.
He's kind of doo doo prior. So I mean, was that just like a flash in the pan, or is that just who he is? I don't know.
I mean, it's he's easier
never
to
lost
leave
in
him
singles. He's never lost in singles, so yeah, that's something.
He's easier to leave off than Brooks or Taylor. I mean, Taylor's playing really good golf. And yeah, Brooks, of course, has already got his major this year, probably going to make a run at it at the British Open whenever it comes about. He didn't play terrible. He just wasn't in it enough to win on the U.S. Open. I mean, he was even up there at the Masters too. So he's a guy that steps up, and he loves Ryder Cup play. So, I mean, those two guys, you got to find a way to fit them in. And when I'm looking at this list, if I'm going to put him in, I mean, Ricky has played well. I thought he would be higher, really kind of hoping he would be. But once you get past six, and then you got to make your picks.
It's tough.
It's tough because you're going to want Keegan, because Keegan's all about playing for his country.
Mm-hmm. He's had success.
Jordan has played better this year. He's probably going to continue on this. He's played much better than JT has. Colin is playing decent golf. He was in the playoff this past weekend. He was up there at the U.S. Open. Cam Young is one that has not played the greatest. So I guess you could leave him off, he and Sam Burns. But then do you, you know, are you taking Ricky and JT and then Brooks and Taylor, or to round out your 12, or how are you doing that? I mean, I'm leaving Cam Young and Sam Burns out. So there's Cam two Young that I can, Burns. Yeah. Yes. And so I can move Justin Ricky up to the 10 and 11 spot, but then that leaves only one, either Brooks or, so I got to leave somebody else.
No,
out.
Brooks is already in. Brooks is a guarantee.
Oh, that's right. He's up there 3. Okay. So I take Taylor. Yeah. So I tell you, I'm taking Taylor.
So you don't kick two out to get DJ in as well. Oh, because no, you want Justin Thomas in.
I want JT in. I want JT playing on the Ryder Cup team.
I don't think I want JT in right now.
Wow.
I don't think he's in form right now. And I mean, we still got some time to play, and he could get back in there. But I don't know that would be the best pick for me. So this brings me to another question that I want to have. So you're talking about, is Ricky in, is Taylor in, So who do you think's had the better season so far? Taylor's won
Ricky or Taylor?
Taylor's won three times on the LIV Tour. Ricky's won once on the PGA Tour, and then he has seven additional top tens, with one of those being a runner-up at, I guess, the U.S. Open. Was it the runner-up at the U.S. Open?
No, he finished like third or fourth at the U.S. Open.
Where was his second place finish?
I'm going to say I know he's gotten three wins. Has Taylor? I'm still taking Ricky over Taylor because of the seven top tens. Seven top tens and a win, and on the PGA Tour is, to me, seven top tens on the PGA Tour is better than three wins. Not money wise, but prestige wise. I mean, the field on LIV is not what they're facing every weekend on the PGA Tour. It's
that's
just not.
That's what I was going for. That's what I was going for.
Yeah. So I know he's got three wins, and I know that's 4 million a win. So that's those three tournaments. But this isn't a money list that we're looking at. This is like who you're playing against and what you're doing. And as much as I love Taylor and I love the LIV guys, and I still wish they'd do away with shotgun start. I don't think three wins is anywhere close to being seven top tens. I mean, because Taylor hadn't finished top tens whenever he did his crossover in the majors. So,
yeah.
And Ricky has.
Ricky has had four of his top 10 finishes in the last five events. And then the one he didn't get a top 10, he was a top 15. He was T13. So I'm with you. Like, it's tough because there's definitely value there. With Taylor Gooch, I do think he should probably be on the team, but like, where do you put him? Where do you put him? You got to.
Well, I'm not. I'm kicking Sam Burns, you can hear.
If you kick Sam Burns out, then you just slide JT and
no, I'm kicking Sam and Cameron out, Cam Young. And
but
so then
Cam Young played really well last year at the Ryder Cup,
or not? That was President's Cup. He played pretty good at, and he had a decent season last year. I mean, as far as points are concerned, but he hasn't done anything this year. I mean, he and JT are kind of in a funk together.
I mean, he's got to be done. He has to have done enough to where he's where he is. I mean, he's had eight top five finishes, 10 top tens, two third places and six runner-ups this year. He's made $10 million this year. He's played pretty good. He just hasn't won. I mean, he's played really well. Like majors, you got the Masters, or you got the Players First, T51, Masters, top 10, PGA Championship, cut, US Open, T32. So he's not playing great. As of late, he had a very solid front-loaded part of the schedule. So
yes.
He played really well early, and he hasn't really played great since about April.
I mean, he's in Hawaii. He's in Hawaii. He did 13 and 26 over there. When he got to Phoenix, 64th, T20, T10 at Arnold Palmer, T51, T7 at the Masters.
I would take Taylor Gooch's season over this one so far, especially with the current
over this one. I would definitely take Taylor Gooch's over this. I mean, he's got his PGA Championship missed cut, Memorial missed cut. I mean, then his RBC Canadian, T57, U.S. Open, T32, but then T60 at the Travelers. So he's not playing good golf right now. And before that, RBC. T51, T59 at Wells Fargo. I mean, he did good at the Masters, but it was almost like the Masters broke him.
Yeah, he has not played well as of late. So I could see that one. I could handle that one. I would take Taylor Gooch over that. Sam Burns, he has also had a really good year. He's made five top tens, one win, and one WD. So he's had a withdrawal out there. Early in the year, he won the match play, which that's actually a really big, that's impressive. But, you know, he's missed three cuts out of his last six events. So I'd be
okay. He's not playing well.
I mean, be okay with him being kicked out for Taylor Gooch. Ricky, though, I feel like Ricky's season is way better, and it just shocks me that he's not higher up the list. It's based off of money earned and money won and points, money won in big events and things like that. So I get how all the points work, but it seems like Ricky's season to me is more impressive than those. So
no, I completely agree.
I'd be totally okay. I tell you what, I'd be okay with you kicking Sam and Cam out, and I may say bring in Taylor and DJ and put them in there and just leave.
So you're still leaving JT out then, right?
Yeah, I'm just not right as of now. I'm just not on the JT train, and I love JT. He's one of my favorites. I mean,
yeah, with Ricky, his number, like, yeah, it's money wise. When you look at this schedule, dating back to. Because the season starts at the end of this. So at the Zozo, he was T2. And then once you get into the first of the year, he's, you know, even the Farmers, he was T11. So he was just outside the top 10. Mm-hmm. Phoenix Open, he was top 10, top 20 at the Genesis, T31 after that at Arnold Palmer, which is one of his favorite tournaments. Again, just outside the top 10 at the Players, T13, T10 Valero, Texas, T15 RBC Heritage, T14 Wells Fargo. Now, he did miss the cut at PGA Championship. But then he bounced back, T6 at Charles Schwab, T9 Memorial, T5 U.S. Open, T13 Travelers, and then he wins the Rocket Mortgage Classic. So if you're like, those guys are ahead of him on the list, but if you look at just the wins and the schedule, I'm taking him all day by numbers as far as captain's picks concerned over the other two for sure. And you're right. I mean, you may – JT may even be one of those people that says, I don't deserve to be in there. Yeah. Like, he may be one that says, I don't deserve to be there. I'm playing terrible right now. I'm just going to hurt the team. So he may be a guy that says that. I don't know. He seems very competitive. Like, he wouldn't be a guy that did that, but it wouldn't shock me if he did. But you look at JT, I mean, missed the cut at the Masters, missed the cut at the Memorial, missed the cut at the U.S. He's missed the cut at two of the four majors, and then the other one, he finished T65 at the PGA Championship.
Struggled.
Like, yeah, Rocket Mortgage Classic. He misses the cut, and Ricky wins.
Yeah, I would definitely rather have him. I would definitely rather have Taylor Gooch right now on that team over.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm okay with kicking Cameron and Sam out, Young and Burns out, Ricky up, and then getting Taylor in and possibly DJ to round out the top 12.
I like it. I like it. All right, guys, hope you had a great fourth. We'll have to hang in there till the open. It's a couple of weeks away, so maybe we'll get a little start talking a little bit more about some of the stuff that's come out on the LIV Tour and, like, the articles that have been leaked. The Tiger Woods situation was really weird. They tried to, like, play up that he had a lot to do with it. Then he comes out and says he didn't have anything to do with anything and didn't say anything, hasn't seen anything. So it's just been really weird, and I just don't quite know the vibe yet. I don't really quite know the direction that golf's going yet. And I don't really know that we are going to know for a while, but it's going to be worth the conversation. So y'all have a great rest of the week, and we'll chat back next week and maybe talk a little LIV Golf merger action going on. So enjoyed it. Remember, Bet Online's where the game starts. And this is episode 289, and we'll talk soon.
We're always
odd, and we're always
stroking. Yes, we are.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.